This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 240, the best advice and the worst advice for IELTS writing task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get some good advice and hear some bad advice when it comes to writing and get advice from us that you can trust. Hey, Jessica, it's Friday, so happy Friday. This episode's not coming out on a Friday, but it is Friday for us.
Do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
Actually, yes. My roommate is having a birthday party here, so we'll be having bonfires outside. We'll be having lots of people around the house and a big house party all weekend. Weekend long party.
Awesome. All weekend.
All weekend, yeah.
Her You're not like up. 21. What are you talking? You can't party all weekend anymore.
Hey, I can still be young at heart.
You know what? So I went to a concert a couple nights ago. And I stayed awake till like 2 in the morning, which I haven't done in forever. And so seriously, it took me like 2 days to catch up on my sleep. I was like, I can't live like that anymore. And it wasn't like I wasn't drinking. It wasn't that sort of like I wasn't hungover from drinking. I was hungover just from fun, from like a huge day of fun.
Oh, it's true. Like you start to feel your age. Like I'm starting to feel like even for me when I wake up in the morning. I feel soreness and it's like I feel that age getting into my body. I'm like, no, this is not happening.
Oh, God, we sound depressing, but you know what's important? We're young at heart. That's what's important. I think of friends that I have who are my same age and the stuff that they fill their time with. And you know what? I feel pretty good about the way I fill my time. You know what I mean? Like, we are productive. We're doing things that we enjoy. We, like, exercise a lot. You know, we're, like, still enjoying life.
I think a big part of that is enjoying your job. I mean, I know I love our work here at All Ears English. I just love it. And I think that that's something we share in common with our listeners because our listeners want to pass this exam so that for most of them, so they can have a job that they love and that they feel that they deserve, you know, using their skills. Yeah.
Exactly. You're not just settling, right?
Yeah.
You're not just settling and creating this idea of like poor me victim type thing. Like, oh, this job, I can't get another one. Blah, blah, blah. Like, well, no, you can't. Not if you don't push yourself and challenge yourself and try, right?
Just
the fact that our listeners are trying, are putting in the effort to listen to this podcast, to try and implement our advice in their IELTS preparation, that they're challenging themselves with this test that is not easy to further get into a university that will be more challenging. I mean, there's so many exciting things ahead that will only lead to more exciting things. There is a payoff.
And they're not just accepting, again, the status quo, what maybe their friends and family members are doing. They're saying, no, I want something more for my life. And I know that the IELTS exam is what I have to do to get through to this new life, but I'm going to do it anyways. You know, I mean, they're going to do it. I know it. I can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and you'll look back on the hardship of preparation or studying, you know, once you get into university and not knowing exactly what's going to happen in the future. And it's all kind of crazy for a while. And it's tough and it's challenging and it's satisfying because it's tough, right?
Yeah.
But then you'll look back on this one day when you are just feeling good about what you get to do with your life. And it's so worthwhile.
Yeah. You got it. You got it, Jessica. All right. Well, on that note, then let's help our listeners get to that place, you know, to work in that job.
Yeah, we have two questions about the writing exam today that we wanted to share with you guys. One is from a student in our course. And let's see, is the other one also from a student in our course?
No, the other one is not from a student in our course. Definitely not.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the student in our course, he is lucky enough to live near an IELTS test center that does like mock exams. And so he's done a lot of those. And so he thought that he would share the advice he got from this IELTS center. And it's advice I find weird. So the first piece of advice was do not skip the new paragraph line. Like, you know, when you're going to write a new paragraph, skip a line or whatever. That makes no difference whatsoever in any grading. And I don't know why that would be advice. That's so odd. Guys, it doesn't matter how you show me you have a paragraph. You just need a paragraph. You could skip a line or you could indent, right? Just the first line starts like five spaces in. Or you could do both. You could skip a line and indent. Really does not matter, you guys. Yeah. And just the fact that this, like, I feel like he feels like that's why he didn't get the score that he wanted, because he didn't, you know, because he skipped a line or whatever. And that frustrates me, because that's dumb advice.
Where do these centers, these practice centers come from? Are they hosted by Cambridge or are they hosted by IDP? Are they?
Perhaps. I don't know. But I know that it is, you know, examiners are very, they have to keep their identity secret. They're like superheroes. Examiners are not allowed to advertise the fact that they're examiners, right? And they're also not allowed to give number scores apart from the IELTS exam. They have to sign contracts. So I can't imagine that the person giving him these scores is sanctioned by IELTS, right? Because it's not supposed to be allowed if it's not a real exam. So that's why I'm wondering, because I can't, they're really, a real examiner, guys, would never give that advice because it has no bearing on the score at all.
If you're ready to get into a step-by-step study plan that will guarantee an increase in your score, then it's time for 3 Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So we don't know if we can trust what these guys are saying, to be honest. I mean, we don't know if we can trust this advice. This may be just more trivial feedback that the people giving the feedback don't really understand the scoring system. So they give trivial feedback that doesn't matter.
Exactly. And maybe they, like the score they gave, they're not so sure why it was a 6 and not a 7, or why, you know, why exactly that was the score. And so they just kind of invent stuff. Right? Like, I don't know, because that makes no sense to me. And then the second thing was that you're supposed to say thank you in advance instead of thanking you in advance. And again, seriously, guys, like, both of those are arbitrary. Fine.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be the difference in any score, especially not between a 6 and a 7, because there's something that both of those native speakers would say. Thank you in advance is more common. It sounds more formal than thanking you in advance, because thanking you in advance is just like a sort of a hanging clause there. It's not a complete sentence, but still, regardless, that's not the difference between a 6 and a 7. That might be the difference between an 8 and a 9, but not a 6 and a 7.
Yeah, no, this is not. I mean, the idea of going in and taking practice tests, I like that idea, you know, under test conditions. I think it sounds like a really good way, because we've talked about how sometimes, you know, taking practice tests online, we have to be careful about what tests we're taking. So just for the exercise of going into a center, sitting down and running through that whole day, that sounds great. But be very careful about who's hosting this and who's giving feedback and what are their qualifications.
Exactly. Yeah. Really, really investigate first, because, like, I mean, like Lindsay said, the practice itself is valid, but don't let the scores freak you out. Because, as I said, examiners sign contracts. They are not supposed to give you number scores outside of the real test. So I wouldn't trust number scores outside of the real test then. You know what I mean? Because they're not they're not coming from an examiner. They can't be.
Yeah. So link it more to the course that you're taking again. And this actual, if I were this student, the students in our course, I would really, you know, be going back into our course to try to figure out what, you know, take the scores you got at the practice test center, come back to our course, work on those modules that were lower than you want, and, you know, go between the test center and the course, not between the feedback you're getting from these people if we don't know who they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Because another thing he said was, like, he got a 6 in writing on that practice, but then before that, he'd always had a 7. And, like, I've read the student's writing, just judging from his posts and Facebook, and he's a higher than a six. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, that's that whole thing was just mind boggling, that whole situation. So, yeah, just be careful of where you're getting your advice from, guys. Okay. So there was another question from a listener.
Yeah.
Not someone in our course. The person says, she feels like her writing is boring because she tends to repeat the same words in every paragraph. The truth is she has a hard time thinking of synonyms to paraphrase in her essay. She knows that she needs to paraphrase, but she's not sure how. So a couple pieces of advice before test day and during test day. So before test day, guys, when you're doing your practice essays and you notice you repeat words, correct it right then. Correct it right then. Don't allow yourself to repeat a word more than three times. If you see more than three times, circle it, go onto thesaurus.com and find synonyms, find paraphrases. Alternatively, if you are in a study group, like our Facebook group in our course, you can post a word that you need paraphrases for. And I promise you, students are going to, in our course, will be super excited to come up with vocab for you.
Yeah.
So
that's
another
fun
thing. So before test day, you need to focus on that yourself, right? Like go actively seek the paraphrases and the synonyms, make lists, correct your own essays. Okay. But on test day, of course, you don't have those resources, but there is something you can still do to make sure that you're, thinking about these paraphrases. So after you complete your essay, make sure you have 5 minutes to proofread. Again, this just comes from practice, guys. You got to practice the timing. You make sure you leave 5 minutes to proofread your essay. When you proofread, read through one time just for vocab. If you see a word repeated more than three times, cross it out, write something else. It doesn't have to be neat and pretty. Your handwriting is not graded. Your English is graded. If you cross out and write a paraphrase, you're going to get a higher score than if you just leave all the same words in there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Oh, we have to be careful about repeating the same words. I mean, it's tempting to do, but again, I think it does come back to practice, you know, the preparation, the quality of our preparation. And that's something that we could work on more with the students in our Facebook group, Jessica. I think we could do some activities in there regarding a little contest to come up with paraphrases. I think that would be a fantastic little Facebook activity.
Ooh, that's a great idea. What if, every Monday I post a tip of the week, right? Yeah. What if every Tuesday, for example, I post a phrase that could very likely come up in the speaking or writing and challenge as many students to come up with paraphrases. That's such a fun idea.
Let's start that next week. That'll be, and that's so easy for our students to participate because all they have to do is jump in the group real quickly and give a paraphrased idea, paraphrase sentence. I love that. Let's do that.
That's so fun.
So we're constantly coming up with new ways to meet the needs of the students in our course because we really want to see you guys succeed here. So again, if you're interested in getting into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can read our success stories, which we're getting new ones every week, Jessica, which is pretty cool.
I know. It's amazing. All these sevens and eights. Love it.
Yes. 8.5. Good stuff.
All right. Awesome. Well, two good questions and two perfect answers, if I say so.
And a good idea came straight out of this episode.
I like that.
All right. Very cool. All right. We'll be back next time, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today. And thank you for your wisdom.
Anytime. Have a good weekend, Lindsay.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.